Thank you for stopping by Living Waters World Online, the place where the river of God flows. Pastors Lawrence and Kimberly Richardson invite you on a journey to change the church, challenge the colleges, and charge into the community. The following message is entitled, This is the Time of Deliverance.
So on the first level, in a season, it's very entertaining. And this is cool. I'm hanging with the ballers. But what you don't know, you're being invited to the next level of dark and demonic. And it gets darker and darker and darker. On the next level, there's a plot that's now being played out. And the plot is to get you away from your family. The plot is to get you away from saved folks. The plot is to get you away from people that has wise counsel. And to come with us. We know what's best for your life. I have family members that some of them have nearly lost their mind running behind people. We don't even know them. Who are you? We don't pay your rent. We don't pay for everything you have. And they telling you we don't love you? That's crazy. But this is a big plot. And so on the next level, you enter into wickedness that you know of, that you know wicked. You've been taught that it's wicked. But now you begin to make excuses why you do it. I'm young. You know, everybody's doing a little bit of that. I didn't do what they did. If the righteous scarcely make it, where are the two categories, sinner and the ungodly, appear? So the next level, you start doing stuff and you make excuses why you do it. And you even bring in, well, you know, my mama was like this, so I can't hardly help myself. But the third level is where we see stealing, killing, and destroying. And is where the enemy tries to take you out. This is what's amazing about Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3, all of this is going on. And guess what God says? I am is here. In Exodus chapter 3, all of what I just described, level 1, level 2, level 3 is happening on. And God stepped down and said, I am here. And why is he here? He said, I have come down to set you free from them wicked taskmasters. I'm going to go ahead and preach this real quick. This all begins when Moses sees a burning bush. Divine encounters are intended to capture all of our attention. Somebody say yes. How do I know that? The Bible says in Exodus that when Moses saw the burning bush, he turned aside to see why the bush was burning. And then God said, because he had turned aside, Moses could have passed that bush and kept walking. You know how you do on Sunday? Because right now, oh God, I don't know if y'all can hear me. Right now, the bush is burning. God, I don't know if y'all can hear me. Right now, and that text phone is probably texting right now, and something trying to pull you into that demon device. That bush is burning, but you ain't turned aside. We have encounters with God, whether here, Tuesday, or at your home. And it's supposed to capture all of your attention. When y'all please hear me. When we hear God speak, it's supposed to capture all of our attention. But because we got multiplicity and multitasking going on, man, why is that bush burning? Man, why that bush burning? Man, I gotta go make me some money. More money, more money. Why is that? And the bush is burning. Come on, give me a fair talk. You say, neighbor, the bush is burning to capture all of your attention. Oh, God. Y'all better please hear me. somebody please hear me. God's trying to capture all of our attention. Whenever there are divine encounters, it is for the intention of capturing all of our attention. Somebody do me a favor. Come on, this is going to be some deliverance. Amen. Come on, say real loud. Say, God, you got all of my attention. I know the Ravens playing right now, but God got all my attention. I know the Cowboys are going to play all night, but if you call me to pray at 8:30 tomorrow, God, you got all my attention. God, I know the Orioles are playing their last few games of the season, and I really do enjoy baseball, but God, you got my attention. Divine encounters are given to get all of our attention. And too many of us, we're getting divine encounters, but it's not catching our attention. And so God says nothing else. When you get a chance, read St. Luke 19 and 44. It says they knew not their time of visitation. God can visit us and we didn't even know he came to the house. Read St. Luke 19, 44 if you think I'm making this up. Come on, do me a favor. Say it one more time. Say, God, you got all of my attention. Can y'all do me a favor and mean it this time? I don't know if y'all know how much this is burning. Because, see, I done seen something in the last 2 weeks that is dark and that is demonic and is trying to destroy the people of God. And we are so inundated like Samson. It got most of us parents. So because we are drunk like Samson, it says, now I'm going to go after your children. And I don't know how y'all feel about y'all children, but I don't want my children to go through the sins that I went through. I don't want my children to fail like I failed. I want to rise up and be able to contend with what's going after my children. I said, realize it, God, you got all of my attention. Come on, somebody say it again. I mean it this time. I mean it this time. God, you got all my attention. The bush was burning. And the Bible says because Moses turned aside to see, he said then he would come down. Divine intention, divine encounters are for the purpose of capturing all of our attention. Now, number two, whenever God comes down, and this is why he has to get our attention. It's always for more than we expected or imagined. This is, Lakia, this is why he's trying, oh God, I don't know if y'all can hear me. This is why he's trying to get her attention. I got some other stuff on my mind, but I got to make sure I got your attention first. God, I don't know if y'all can hear me. I got some stuff that if I tell you right now, you too captivated with that other stuff, so you ain't even gonna be able to conceive what I got for you. So I need all your attention. Whenever I am comes down, it's always for more than what we expected. He can come down, deliver us, and mama, auntie, all of her sisters, grandma, everybody female on that side can get delivered because you paid God attention. Y'all didn't hear me, y'all didn't hear me, y'all didn't hear me. If you give God's attention in a moment, every male seed in your house, what has been bothering you, God can now, because he delivered you, and I'm going to get to this in a minute, because he delivered you, now he can go deliver your father and your uncle and your old great uncles. Why? Because he got your attention. Come on, somebody say it real loud. God, you got my attention. Whenever God comes down, whenever I am come down, and it's all the way throughout the text. Because once he starts talking about delivering them, the next thing he says, I'm going to take you into a land that flows with milk and honey. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think. Come on, do me a favor. Talk to your neighbor. Say, give God your attention. Come on, say it real loud. He's going to do so much more. Hearts, make me help me preach this morning. Give God your attention. You're going to give him attention and he's going to show up on your job. You're going to give him your attention and he's going to work out stuff in your marriage. You're going to give him your attention and that little kid going to come home with grades that you could not have imagined. God, you got all of my attention this time. The The altar is open. I don't know where we're going. So if you're waiting for me at the end to do an altar call, that probably won't happen. So if you need, if I called and I said something, you know that's you, get to the altar, get your deliverance, so we all can go home at 12:15. Don't run up here no 12:30, 1 o'clock talking about pastor, you're talking about me. And now I got to labor with you 3 hours. And then I got to counsel you Tuesday. It's at the altar right now. Number one, divine encounters are to get all of our attention. And too many of us are scattered all over the place. Come on, talk to you. Never say, neighbor, you got to bring some of that stuff in. You got to bring some of that stuff in. Give God your attention. Acknowledge me first in all of your ways, and then I will direct your paths. There are things that he wants us to do. Then there are things that he allows us to do. And then there are some things that we ain't got no cotton picking business doing. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I'm going to say that again. There are things that God designed us to do. It's assignment. Then there are things that he just allowed. Okay, you like riding on the boat? Go ride on the boat. You like bowling? Go bowl over at the church. Go do that. There are some things that he allowed us to do. But I'm going to say this again. I'm going to say this real loud. And you need to hear me. There are some things we ain't got no cotton-picking business doing. It's intentionally to take us to the next level. It's a setup to get us somewhere we ain't got no business being. I could help you there, but I'm not doing that today. I'm not going down that road and preach this out. There's some things we ain't got no cotton picking business. Come on, talk to you and say, neighbor, there are some things you ain't got no cotton picking business doing. Yes, I'm a southern boy. A lot of terms in me. That's country. That's all it is country. A country. I ain't the only country person in here. So y'all don't look at me like that. So God wants our attention. He comes down because he wants our deliverance. He wants to deliver us. So he comes down because he wants to deliver us. Number two says, now, when I am comes down, it's always for more than what's expected. Give him your attention. He wants to do so much more. I wish I had more time, but I'm out of time now. He comes down, he delivers us. Somebody say real loud with me, amen. Only say it if it's true. Say, I am delivered. I am delivered. Come on, somebody say it real loud with me. I am delivered. I am delivered. All right, now he comes down. All right, he wants to give our attention. He wants to do so much more than expected. And then when you get to Exodus chapter 3, verse number 10, he says, I am going to deliver you that I might send you to Pharaoh. Why is it so important to give God my attention? Why is it so important to get the more that God wants to do? Why? Because when he load us down, he send us out. Come with me. To go get somebody else to deliver it. But come on, sit back down. All right? He comes down. He gets our attention. I'm getting everything you have for me. Man, I didn't know you wanted to talk to me about the tyrant. I didn't know you wanted to prophesy to me about the tyrant. I thought this was just about delivery. No, son, I got so much more in this encounter with me. I didn't know you wanted to talk to me about Racine. I didn't know you wanted to talk to me about Evan. I'm going to load you down because you got my attention. There's so much more in this encounter. So then when it's finished, he sends us out. And while I got loaded down, some of my loading down was for her. And I can tell her, come out, debt free. All your school loans paid for forever. And Monica, you should have said amen right there. Come back. But because we get a divine encounter and we all over the place, God talked about Natira. God talked about Ra. God talked about Anthony. But when we come out, because we were so distracted and all over the place, we missed 90% of what he said. Y'all, I'm not the only one that's been in prayer and my text go off and I got to check out who it is. What did I miss answering a text while God was talking? Y'all ain't got to say nothing in here. Y'all ain't got to say nothing in here. I'm learning. When I go to prayer, I don't take that dumb device. That's all right. I'm learning when I go to prayer, I take a notepad, a pencil, and all of my attention. Because there's things, oh God, I feel like preaching, but I'm out of time. There's things going on in Chicago that he want to download into me and give me revelation and illumination to heal that city. There are things going on in Baltimore with the murder that he want to load down in me that I have a word for the mayor. There's things going on at 10:45 that he want to load me down so I can come in here and put you on two shoulders and carry you to your deliverance. Yes. But I'm so distracted here that when I get to Ellen and Tyra, what's going on, girl? How your day going? Man, this world is ugly. You cook dinner for me today? You got something for me today? Sing to Tyra, sing to Tyra. I can't never sing. Sing to Tyra. What you got for me? And I was supposed to be loaded down. That all I, oh God, I feel God in here. That all I needed to do was grab her hand. And whatever's going on in her marriage, she felt the virtue. Oh God, I feel God in here. All I did was grab her hand and I started to speak. I keep talking about finances about you, girl. Ah, every time I talk, I start going back. Ah, everything going on financially, debt canceled and loans approved and oh God, and new doors open up and raises approved and they said we didn't have the money. I'd be so loaded down that the enemy speaking back can't overtake what God is saying for me to say. I'd be so loaded down, just not doing anything but just connecting in the spirit. Everything's all right at your job. Everything's all right with them children, that family that you worried about. Everything's okay. I could keep going. I could just keep because I'm loaded. The way you thought about your mother this week, I could keep going because I'm loaded. But you're supposed to be loaded too. I know where we are. The encounter, we're distracted. And he wants all of our attention. So I become, in his presence is the fullness of joy, and at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. That sounds like loaded down to me. That I'm so loaded down. Read verse number 10. God says to Moses, and I'm paraphrasing here, I didn't just come down here to get your behind out. I came down here to get you out to send you to Pharaoh. Is that the text? Come on, Bible scholars. Look at verse 10. I brought you out to send you to Pharaoh. Which one of us can go to Pharaoh today and say, let God's people go free? God, which one of us can go to Pharaoh and say, let God's people go free? This is our time of deliverance. Everybody standing. Everybody standing. Everybody standing. Say it real loud with me. Say, God, you got my attention this time. Say a little bit louder. Say, God, you have my attention. Jeremiah 33 says, call upon me and I will show you great and mighty things that you did not know. Please hear me, people of the Most High God. I asked God for something, and you're going to hear me talk about it more and more because it has blown my mind. I asked God for something specific about 2 weeks ago. And it has nothing to do with me, has nothing to do with this church, has nothing to do with a new car, has nothing to do with a new house, has nothing to do with me and Kim going to California. It had nothing to do with money. It had nothing to do. It was a dilemma that I know is going to cause problem in this nation. And I said, God, show me what has happened. And over a two-week period, I'm probably sure I have 95 to 99% of the information of what happened. Detail by detail, names by names, parties, affiliation, how high this goes. And now, Lawrence, if you speak about this, this is what it'll cost you. My faith has been so built up that if I call on him, he'll show me great and mighty things. One of the members of this church nudged me the other day, and he said, I thought the Lord said in Amos 3:7, if he do anything in the earth, amen, will he not reveal it to his prophets? But I'm convinced by the last 2 weeks, he revealed stuff to prophets that he won't reveal to nobody else. He got my attention. Why? Why am I telling you this? Because I know you might not be on that level, because some of you know what I'm talking about, but you could be on the level of saying, God, what's going on with my child? You could be on the level, God, what's going on with my child? And God can open up a panoramic view to you, and you'll know where your child is going. You'll know who is messing up your child's mind. You'll know what's going on with your child at work. You'll know what's just going on with your child on the... God will open it up, and you'll be able to pull him out of darkness. But you got to give him all your attention. God, what's really going on with my job? Why haven't I really got my promotion? God, why can't I get myself right financially? I'm talking about when you give God all your attention. He'll say, you remember 20 years ago? You remember 15 years ago? You remember 7 years ago when you made an agreement with such and such? Break the power of that agreement. Well, we're in a deep place today, God. Because that agreement 7 years ago messed up your finances. And God will show you, and it'll break the back of the enemy. And you'll see God rise, and you'll see his enemy scattered. That agreement that you made 7 years ago. You got my attention, God. You got all my attention, God. God, I know you have come down to do way more than I imagined and expected. If we just give, I keep hearing that. If we give him an attention, if we give him all of our attention, we get ready to see some stuff that we could not have imagined. And that's a good place to say amen. I refuse to be distracted in this season. I refuse to be captivated by that. My attention must be given to this. So God, you got all of my attention. I'm paying attention. Whatever you're saying. Whatever you're saying about the White House. Whatever you're saying about the outhouse. Whatever you're saying about Baltimore City. Whatever you're saying about Living Waters World. Whatever you're saying about Lawrence. Whatever you're saying about Malachi, Isaiah, Javaris, Justin, and Lawrence. God, whatever you're saying about the Richardson clan. God, I'm listening. What are you saying? You got all my attention. Now you're going to do so much more. You're going to heal. You're going to deliver. You're going to unify. You're going to bring us out. You know how you're going to bring us out, Lord? I'm going as the deliverer. I wish I had time. I would talk to Jephthah and I would talk about Gideon. And I would talk about all the judges in the book of Judges. Israel continually fell into idolatry. And every time Israel fell into idolatry, he found a Gideon. He found a Jephthah. J-E-P-T-H. Every time they was in bondage, he raised up a deliverer. I want y'all to hear, because I want to deputize some of you guys, if you're really listening, it's time for you now to be a deliverer. You got to go to work and you got to bring some people out. Come on, put your hands on your chest and say, I got to go to work and I got to bring some people out. Put a hallelujah on the end of that. I'm talking about that little girl bound by lesbianism. I'm going to bring her out. I'm talking about that little boy bound by homosexuality. I ain't going to let them laugh at him. I'm going to pray, and I'm going to get oiled down. I'm going to get loaded down that when he get around me, male, amen, tendencies are transferred to him. I'm bringing him out. Some of us have to get anointed to be deliverers for our families. I don't want my family to go to hell. Okay, I'm glad I got two people. One said that's right and one said no. I don't want my family to go to hell. And if I got to become the deliverer to pull that one out and to pull that one out and to pull that one out, I won't rest. I won't sleep. I won't eat. I will fast. I will pray. I will wait on God. And one by one, I'm going to see them come out. Robert, he done brought us too far out to get this far out and know all of them are behind and have no compassion to go back at least and try to get them out. I don't know about you guys. I'm a long ways out of a whole lot of stuff. Okay, I got one honest person in here. I'm a long ways out of a whole lot of stuff that used to have me bound and used to have me, oh God, crunched down and used to have me in all kind of predicaments. Now I'm walking with the peace of God. Now I'm walking the joy of the Lord being my strength. Now I'm walking with goodness and mercy following me. I'm too far out to not look back and say, come out, cousin. Come out, uncle. Come out, son. Come out, daughter. I am a deliverer. I am. I am a chain breaker. I am anointed.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Living Waters World Online. If you were blessed by this message or know someone who will be blessed by this message, please click the link below for more information on how to receive the full-length copy. We hope you are encouraged, and please remember, this is the place where the river of God flows.